Hallelujah. Pastor and see could then put your catching in Jagajitus. I promise. I really promise. I really. You know, this may be the first time you hear me say I'm apostolic. So I'm a bit apostolic. But you know, man of God, you asked and I was wondering. I remember Pastor Emma is here, Pastor David is here. One time they took me to an overnight, my first overnight, for praying. I was not raised in Sunday school. I was not raised in church settings. I met the Lord purely in my Form 6 vacation a few years ago. Man of God, I remember one time we went to Mukono for a meeting. I don't know if you remember that meeting. I was in church. I was hearing things I have never heard before. But they resonated with my spirit. It was an overnight. I think we got there about 11 p.m. in the night. The man of God was preaching at about 2 a.m. I remember seeing a man dozing. And I was so disturbed in my heart. I said, how can this guy hear these things and doze? No, Shivalimba, it disturbed me. How can a person sit and these words are coming and they are dozing? Do you know, if you want to see your colonel, you can be here dying of sleep. When the meeting ends like this and you walk out that door, you become alert like. The reason you doze when something so precious, let me tell you. I have seen people who have never been churchy listen to this gospel like this and they never doze. Never. Because there is life. There is life in the world. See, the problem, some of us are so full of what the world has to offer that we have no appetite for spiritual messages. You are born of the Spirit. Your spirit is born of the word. 1 Peter 1:23. That spirit is revitalized. It is energized. It is given force by the word. Jesus took thousands of unbelievers in the wilderness and taught them for 3 days. Unbelievers. If you're saying we can't hold the church service and we teach for 2 hours without dozing during the day? During the day? No. But why? Why me? Why me? Why can I sit in this environment? See, Acts chapter 2 verse 42. The scripture tells us, the guys got born again. The beginning of Acts chapter 2, after they saw them speaking the word, speaking in tongues. Peter preached the gospel. They received it and they believed. The next thing that happened, they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. Right? In fellowship and breaking of bread. In Acts chapter 5 verse 42, it says, Paul told, they taught daily from house to house and in the temple. Daily. Paul preached the gospel, I'm forgetting the place in Acts. He preached, he came to a city. He preached the gospel. At midnight, Eutychus got tired. Fell down, died, got him, resurrected him, gave him something to eat. Then the scripture said as he continued teaching until morning. Until morning. Because when Paul is coming through your city, the next time you may see him. How many Bible seminars will you attend a year? Why can't you just pay the price for one? Once you say, I am going to focus. Why can't I'm not giving you comedy, I'm not giving this is the word of God. Why wouldn't you say, I must learn how to respond to this? Like Pastor said, hey. Let me show you something, Pastor. This in Nehemiah chapter 8, you people, you wait. HB Wadua Avantu Avatu Sevin to Vino. One time, a girl used to be my neighbor. She was going to a certain Bible school I won't mention. And then I told us some of the structure of our services. Told her,
Back then when we were in Tinder, we didn't use instruments. The room was very hot. And what would happen, we'd come at 8, we'd pray. We'd teach from 9 to 11, pray. Teach again from like 11:30 to 1. Very hot. No choir, no what. Every Sunday. 2 hours. So sitting for 2 hours is nothing. I've listened to a teaching. A man sat in one teaching, not even sitting. He stood in one teaching and taught for 11 hours. 11 hours in this generation. The word. 11 hours. And you say you want to know God. You think you can know God by telepathy? That you'll be sleeping. Bwah! Wisdom. That's why some Christians are very weak. If you don't have the word in you, you are weak. I'm sorry to say. You are weak. All the screaming you do, you're screaming. If you don't have the word, those are empty. We call them vain jangling. In Nehemiah chapter 8, these guys are coming back from captivity. A scribe named Ezra gets out the law of God. These people have not had the law for years. They have been in captivity. Now the law is the Torah, which is like the word of God. He gets it out. Look at this. Verse 8. So they read in the Nehemiah 8:8. So they read in the book of the law of God. Let me start from 7. Also Jeshua and Bani and Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shebathiah, Hodijah, Masilith, Azariah, Josabad, Haman, Pelila, the Levites. They caused the people, right? What happened? They caused them to understand the reading. No, they caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. This thing is what Jesus did in Luke 24. Look at verse 8. What does it say? So they read in the book of the law distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. He translated and caused them to understand. These are people who have been in Babylon for years. So they had been in Babylon, they are used to the Babylonian language. A man is coming and is reading the Torah in Hebrew. As a minister of God, he interprets it and causes the people to understand it. Look at the response. And Nehemiah, which is in that, and Ezra, the priest of the scribe and the Levites, that told the people, said unto them, this day is holy unto the Lord. Mourn not, nor weep not. For all the people, they wept when they heard the words of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Not gimmicks. A man got people who had never heard the word. But as he taught the word, they were so hearing themselves and their covenant with God and where they were supposed to be, and they just wept.
Amen.
They wept. Because there must be a response when you hear the logos. See, when you are teaching this thing, except you're not born again. That thing which you are born of on the inside of you is what we are. So that's why the first guys at the Otto Amos, they say, ah! They didn't know what to make that feeling. So they did not our hearts burn within us. Aye. While he explained to us, see, this is how people believe the gospel.
Yeah.
People don't believe the gospel, we tell them, repeat after me, repeat after me. Ah, ah! Boy, they did a gamble, man of God, what can I do to get saved?
Yeah.
See, now I don't do altar call. I'm not saying it's bad. That's how it's supposed to happen. Preach the gospel, a guy comes to me after something is moving in me, I don't know what helped me. Is that is called conviction.
Yeah.
That is called believing in your heart.
Yeah.
So by the time you confess with your mouth, I think that's that you repeat after me. Something moved in you. When was the last time the word moved you? When was the last time you heard the word and paused and said, ah! When? Pastor is saying people don't know how to respond to the word. This guy, they wept. bali bakwata kumteka, hey! You know that heart burn within us. In Acts chapter 2, they say, ah, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? The day they ask, ah, what shall I do to be saved? Lord didn't believe you and your household. He went to his house, preached the gospel. Paul didn't tell them, okay, now repeat after me. As he preached, they just started speaking in other tongues. That is now what they call faith for salvation. Okiririza mutima, ebigambo byogera na munimi. Kabaraba. See, this is why you have tongues. Because there are certain expressions that you can't make in English. And the word has to cause that. Sometimes I'm teaching here, I'm not prepared this thing, and I feel electricity start to go through me. That's the word. That's the word of God. That's the power of God. Paul preached. And he beheld the man was crippled, and he perceived that he had faith to be made whole. He told him, stand up. And that's how miracles happen also. That's why in a teaching church, you may rarely find, we reach the time, we should ask, who is sick? Who is sick? Who is sick? No one is sick. People will still be praying for the sick. But there is an atmosphere where no sickness can dwell. So where is she? There is an audacity because of the word. There is an audacity. So when the word is spoken, you must that thing which is on the inside of you, you know how to respond to comedy. You know how to respond to sports. You know how to respond to anything else. When the word is spoken and you see other people stand up and begin to rejoice, now you start to look at them like something is wrong with them. Something is wrong with you. Something is wrong with you. You can hear the word no kwate in ten. It's not excitement. It's just light. It's light. An understanding can drop in your spirit. And then you think about the things which have been disturbing you. Sometimes you even jeer. I was explaining to the guy who came home, I was with my wife and we were talking about the gospel, the word. I told him there was a time, I was born again. When I just got born again, I didn't know about the believer's authority very well. I can tell you almost every single night I used to wake up from a dream that something is strangling me. Jesus. Bad dream after bad dream after bad dream after bad. One day, man of God, next quarter went. In fact, there is a night. It's into a chunk quarter. Ninga no gamba Jesus. You can't. There is a dream I woke up from. And I said, because the devil was saying, I told him, you dare. I went back and I slept. Those days I was asleep. I see curtains are moving. No, I'm not even making fun. Some nights I would literally feel a presence in my room. Some of you have had this. A demon. Like when you just open your eyes and you feel like something has moved. Then light came. I think when light comes, it does not deal with darkness gradually. Darkness goes. It doesn't matter how long a room has been dark. When you turn on the light, like there has never been darkness. And everything associated with that darkness leaves. That's how I walked out of ulcers. That's how I walked out of men. I had terrible ulcers. Light. 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 You wake up one day and you look for things. No, come, wait. I used to struggle with lust. Wuzo, what is lust? All these mad things, anger, those are nothing when light enters. I'm struggling with unforgiveness. Yeah, I'm struggling with forgiveness. Yeah, I'm struggling with... Get light. You are suicidal. You are suicidal. You were suicidal. With Genesis to Revelation. Ah. Suicide come. Where can it reside? Yes. You know, I was telling my wife, I say, you know, the more I delve into the word, prayer and fast, all my natural appetites die. Yes. They die. This thing of struggling with sin, give yourself. Hand yourself over to devotion. Ogena no nya struggles na toziraba. I can guarantee you. How can a young man keep his way pure? By high. See, we're getting young people. We are counseling them. Don't get a boyfriend. Don't get a girlfriend. I have disciples. Many of them are not married. I have not told them on relationships. I think over once. Let me give you the word. You're struggling with it. Omana tell girl munimi. How can he? When adolescence comes, what will he do? He will just succumb. Na ye. Balete. Soko basu message gambo. Chitabule mboti. Bagame katu. We're going to take the next time doing kaba. Levegezi bakata. Levezi katapada. This is how we build us a varabakata. Bao bagame katu. We're going to do some 2 days of fasting. But jemu fasting. Mudemu sabo. Bawe chigambo. Their parents will say, omwana mutwale. Mutwale. Pastor Ronald, don't you have anything in... take my son. Ever since you guys... is the word. And you know what the good news is? You never have to deal with anything individually. That's why you rarely find the Bible dealing with situations. Now, for us, we have turned our messages into situational messages. Toina red. Na yele ero ovayo. Zebudaya ita ina red. Mwakama na wanya. Kati wanapu na rente atena alwala. Next week. Mwino wangu limurade. Kuruma. Aha. Kamazo mgongo. Abufumbo bobo. Stand in John 3:16, where for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And what is this eternal life? Eternal life is that you may know him. And this life is in the Son. This life he has given us. And what is this eternal life? This life is the life in the Spirit. So when you have eternal life, you have the Spirit of God in you. And what happens when you have the Spirit of God in you? Galatians 5. When you have the Spirit of God in you, you have the gifts of the Spirit. Now these are the gifts of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, long suffering. So in the Spirit there's love, there's joy, there's goodness. Now what else happens when you are in the Spirit? You cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. Don't start from, don't go in the lust of the flesh. Say you are in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hey, so you mean I'm in the Spirit? I'm not powerless. I'm not struggling. No! See, that sin also struggle with you. See, I'm not trying to excite you. This is the word. It's the word. It makes you bold. It makes you bold. It makes you bold.
Hallelujah.
And then, my singer told me, Njaku Koromir, I laughed at her. I can't even help you. So this is why we think some preachers are proud. Let me tell you. There's a boldness that comes from the word.
Glory.
From the word and prayer. Most times you can't help yourself. When you hear a man stand up and say, I cannot die prematurely. There is a revelation, you say, the man cannot take my life. One time, I don't know, there are about 3 days I've slept with my door wide open. And I didn't know, not on purpose. And no one entered. But you may ever worry, you tie 4 padlocks, you find someone entered, open the padlocks well and then lock to them again. Man, I'm being ever in a reverence like. See, build the spiritual authority. Build spiritual authority. Build spiritual. I remember when Corona first came. The beginning of Corona was like the worst because there was not a lot of information, right? The panic. That evening, before they announced the first lockdown, I saw people rushing in the supermarket. Armageddon. People panicked. Why did people panic? There was no revelation. That's what causes the person to panic. No. So everything you feel like is a sentence.
Everything is too far.
You know, you're putting such things in your mouth. There's information you have in the Word of God. And your communications become different. When you're pressurized, your response becomes different. See, when you're squeezed, you produce what is overwhelming inside of you. So I'm not talking about faking it to make it. Let the Word sit in you. This is why we teach. We teach and we explain very well. We want to explain beyond reasonable doubt. What people don't know, but as I'm explaining to you, how even the Bible is put together. Remember, it's for persuasion. There's an assurance you get in.
Yes.
Even if I don't mention, you can reach home and face rent. You can actually go home and face rent. You say, "Neyo no mukama." You are planning a Genesis. Na fana na neiri mo musumbawi agambe Revelation. How can my life now here be shocking to him? How can I look at what I'm going through at the end? How? Amen. I'm grateful to God he gave me crazy friends. Some of you need to change friends. That's your problem. Although you have carried because I'm confessing going, ha, why is it there? How could we bomb one mugun? I can guarantee you, there could be someone who has not come today because he's fearing bombs. I'm not lying. You leave that company, you go to another one. You want to get married, you go, ha. Statistics say 80% of marriage. Musuma, what time I was with people, I said, but nigga, me, the people I have around me, their marriages are working. Ah, environment. Nobody can outgrow their environment. That is your influence. I have my friends here. We know ourselves. If you go to see any of them, you leave nga you stand up. In fact, you leave, you just go home to pray. Because you're always stirring up faith. Those are the friends you need. Not these ones who tell you, ah, what he does that we can already is easy. It's okay. That's why a person can be in church and they are far. Because what you're teaching is not resonating with what overwhelms them. The soul is full of entertainment, drama, music, secular stuff. So, you see, in a bid, see, this is where the deception has come into the church, not all the churches. The ministers are saying the generation is paying less attention. So, have two verses. So, you are adjusting to accommodate carnality. At first, it was, let the sermons be 1 hour. Now, people just cannot concentrate. So, let's make them 30 minutes. You go to church for 4 hours, and they taught you for 30. So, but you say even in 30 minutes, you know, people are going through a lot, so they don't want to be... So you adjust again. You become more and more and more carnal. And some of this secularism has even entered Bible schools. And they are releasing ministers with this garbage to come on pulpits and entertain you. Because people like psychology. You find someone, you wrote down their sermon notes. One verse, give a story. Pastors are here, they know these things. Give an example. Because they are telling you that you can concentrate for 30 minutes. When you are going to do that S6 exam in chemistry, did you concentrate for 30 minutes?
No.
Didn't you read the whole night?
Yes.
Don't let anyone fool you, you can't.
Hallelujah.
Don't let anyone tell you you can't stop the whole night praying and studying.
Yes.
You can.
Yes.
This is a body.
Atababi
kola, Sivantu. When you had an exam, could you sleep? Now they are telling you, what happens? They teach for 2 hours. Will I handle? You have already prophesied that you will doze. When you come, it's already done. It's finished. You are just going to enter into your rest. In fact, after the first verse, you say, Jesus, take the wheel. You have predetermined. Meanwhile, people can be in court for hours. The average lecture at the university is 3 hours. 3 hours! The man is telling you philosophy. You have never used it. 3 hours or yao today you are making notes. But they are telling you in church something which is for your eternal value. You can't take notes. Why are you taking notes in church? Is it a school? Is it a Bible school? Your eternal soul. All that Napoleon you did. All your diligence. You had A. I also had A in physics and math. I've not practiced physics for a long time. I don't know if I even can still say I know physics. I had A. But they tell you, let's learn about the new creation. I'm Zumba. Get to the point. I saw some people somewhere. There is a pastor they like. When they say that pastor is going to preach, they rejoice. Do you know why? Because the man is funny. I'll get just first text. And people leave church when they are full of joy. Actually, full of happiness. The two, that name Pandika heading, man of God, I tried. At least the team. Nothing else was worthy of notice. But title was good. So you get a Christian, you have risen in the ranks, you are an associate pastor, you are a minister, you are a cell leader, you are a worship leader, you are a choir leader, and there is no single concept of a faith you can explain. You can't even explain what it means to be born again. Get born again. You can't explain what it means to be born again. What is born again? That is when you confess. And you're a teacher. Who are you? What are you teaching? Leave even our children of Sunday school. What are you telling them? You're not going to tell them that a snake ate an apple. No, honest, this is serious. You find pastors, they cannot explain any elementary. We're not even going into things like baptism or nothing, no resurrection, no righteousness, no new creation. I teach people these basics, and sometimes I'm shocked. These people have been in churches. I explained, I taught the elementariest righteousness. I mean, if I say elementariest, I'm like, wow, you know, I never understood righteousness. You are just saying it like an incantation. I'm the righteous of God. I'm the righteous of God. I'm the righteous of God. Chitwe chik ba! Nechumuza are you? So God, nembu tu. Why? You were never given understanding. Every time the scriptures are open, they are supposed to be explained for understanding. See what Paul did. Could you do more miracles than Paul? Could you prophesy more than Paul? What about Jesus? The man dedicated 40 days post-resurrection to teaching. And he says the signs and wonders accompany. Or in the case where the apostle does not believe, they point. That's why it's called the sign. It's called the sign. It's called the sign Simeon. Have you ever seen a sign which is at the place it points to?
No.
Exit. Boba's gamba metemugenda. Exit. Kulambi the other side. They point you. But you find Christians, they run from one place to another. People have yielded to false spirits. People have listened to false spirits, false apostles, false prophets, and you cannot even discern. Yet John says you have an unction from the Holy One, 1 John chapter 2, and you know all things. And the context of that knowing all things was to know and discern false prophets. Why? Because there is a teaching and there is an unction inside of a person that is supposed to discern false doctrine. But if a person has been in it so long, now, that capacity and capability to discern false doctrine is seared. Haven't you ever been there and no gamma? This thing, I don't know it, but... Right? That's that action. That's that action. Which listens to one person and says, and looks at another person and says, That's the action. But you can cover it so much with the callousness, loquaciousness, that almost that capacity is withdrawn for good. It's suffocated for a while. And then you need to be brushed with the word of God. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. You can't grow with what you're not born of. In the kingdom, you grow with what you're born of. Grace be multiplied unto you, 2 Peter 3 and 18 should be, you know, through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4, who wills that all men will be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. After salvation, let's train people systematically and methodically. That's why churches had foundation classes, beginners classes. Why? Because you're supposed to be taught. And you're supposed to be taught systematically. And it's supposed to be evidence that you're growing. But 10 years you're in church and you're still murmuring, complaining, gossiping. You're not growing. 15 years in salvation, you're struggling with forgiveness. Have you ever listened to a teaching on the walking in love? Do you even know that walking in love is a teaching? What about love? What is love? Identity. I'm so grateful to my pastor. He inculcated, plummeted, circulated, drowned us with teachings on identity. Yeah, like a solid year of hearing God loves you. When I reached campus, I was not looking for love. It was looking for me. I remember those early days, my friends used to call me Love Apostle. Everything I did had love on it. Love Epistle, Love... One loved, love hub. The fellowship I opened was called Love Hub. And the scripture was Romans 5:8. Hey, we had 1 John 4:10. Those are our verses. Now, I see a generation. All you have, when youth come to church, you give them dance groups. It's okay. It's a dancing generation. You'll dance in heaven. If you give people a dance group, you raise dancers. You can't raise disciples. And when they start to be pregnant, you start to ask how. And they were dancing. You see, sometimes the approach, yes, there is a side of preach, works. Then there is this pseudo grace of no works. It's, people are just choosing extremes. And not. There is a holistic take to it. I told Pastor Emma, when we were in a youth group, we were not dancing. We were praying in tongues. I said, dance group. Fashion show. In church. Fashion. You're raising what? Spiritual designers? They will design people into the kit. And we have made these things very acceptable. So you reach to give. Let me tell you, if you're young, actually 40 and below, you must use those years to... I am so grateful I knew the Lord at university. I did too little, man of God. I do too little. Those are the years to pray. What at university, what are you worried about? Grades. Are they worried about grades? 1 week to the test, university students memory, and also maybe 4 weeks to the exam. They are giving you allowance. You have a hostel. You have energy. Pray! Agawala, I pray. And those hours you spend in prayer, that... I see people get married and they stop serving the Lord. I say, ni wali mulokole. It's when you know to leave a warm body in the bed to go and pray is sacrifice. But there was a time it was not there. And you were sleeping. Pray. Be zealous. In fact, most of early exploits, early encounters are supposed to happen in your early ages. My friend just tell me examples. They are doing things at university, at high school. My friend here, Pastor Emma, told me he did the conference in school, 700 people. They had 700 people in high school coming to their church on Sunday. There's no better place to serve God than high school. Everybody is there. Eh? What'd you think of that? Everybody is what? You just collect everyone and say, today we're going to pray. And they'll teach them. My friend is here. 700 people. Me, of course, maybe I was in Interact. What if I knew the Lord in high school? And I went to university with some more information. My pastor will tell you, we go born again. You take us to a camp, expose us to atmosphere of the power of God. We leave that and we go. Pastor, you are my witness. Did you ever call me to ask me where are you when I'm not at church? Never. Nakuzina abantu balukuka nabula. I had a friend, pastor knows. Remember, we would go on the internet, we'd stay up in the night. My friend was staying in Kololo, would cheat internet from the neighbor's Wi-Fi and would download each and every preacher which was there. A baby stone was every week. We had things on hell. It's on that doctrine at Itamku University. And would bring them to pastor. I remember we had an encyclopedia full of Christian books. Teachings. I listened almost. I was looking. These days, they have created for you classes. They are in order. You start with this one. They teach you well. And you still can't stand. One time I told pastor, maybe we are spoiling people. Okay, things may have been different. But maybe the way we came in is what made. No, people, honestly, if you went for a drama at a church and then you responded to an altar call at the end, what were you responding to? Because if Paul told us in Romans chapter 10, how would they hear except there is a preacher? Because he came believing, faith cometh by hearing, and he said, salvation is confession, the mouth, believing in the heart that Jesus is Lord. And he went and said, there is a preacher, there is sending, there is preaching. And he said, faith cometh by. Oh, you were emotion. Because sometimes emotion. If I stood there and I said, close your eyes. No one looking around. If you know you are here, and if you died today, you are not sure where you will go. I want you to raise up your hand. The first call, no one puts up. I said, no one looking around. You're here, you're sure you're not right with God. Now, there was a time where every week I almost felt I was not right with God. Am I the only one? I almost felt I'm coming to church to be right with. Has anyone ever been there or it's only me? So, of course, I'm going to put up my hand to just satisfy that guilt. I said, So now you tell me I'm born again? Kuchi. I don't know Christ died for my sins. What sins? What have I believed? What has happened to me? If I did the census here, a survey of how many of you know what happened to you when you got born again, you'll be shocked at the answers. You say, yeah, we're born again now. We are going to. In fact, when we're doing evangelism, we ask people, why are you born again? They say, oh, yeah. The next question I usually ask them, what does it mean to be born again? Gonna be money. In fact, one of the last times we did that, I was with a certain sister here. We met a pastor. A pastor, and he didn't know what it meant to be born again. I had to take him to John chapter 3. You are saying, "Manyimu buda mubono." Chichechi inzo kujja kumukama. Someone was there. I know they are laughing. Waliyebi ntungabi na bitano. Omuchala, abana, sente, family. What was that? Imintu yabitera. Then that's me goroza. I told him nothing. Then I took him to John in Luganda. I read it in Luganda. I said, "Hey." Then I took him to Romans. What shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus? He that spared not his son, Romans 8:32, but gave him up for us. How shall he not with him also freely give us of all things? Who will give us the Holy Ghost? Shall they? Nembe musomera byonna slowly. Shall they?
No.
Shall tribulation?
No.
Shall angels? No. Shall things present?
No.
What about things to come? No. What about if you're short? Can it be height?
No.
Is it depth?
No.
What? And that is not all. Those are the examples. Nemuka bakadikula yokana 10. Agamba acha. He whom the Father has given me, no man can pluck out of my hand. So what can pluck you out of the Father's hand? Nemugamba agamba o. Mani bayongera ko chongere. Kitegeza tewali kirimuja mikono jam kama face. How can you read eternal life obulamu obutagwao and then you say it can end somewhere? Oh, what is nice? We say when you're born again, you receive eternal life. But then you say, when can you lose it? Is it eternal if I can lose it? Because it's about to somesa. And the sad thing, many of us can't defend those things. We just say, I don't want to hear anything else. The One time, one of the days used to do evangelism. We'd start with salvation, then we'll start being filled with the Holy Ghost. Because many believers don't speak in tongues. And it's basically because of a lack of understanding. So I remember this one lady we found at this mall somewhere in Tinder. Should I be born again? So what about tongues? We had actually just gotten someone filled with the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues in a previous shop. This one said, is that tongues? Mdeke. No, it's just let me remain with the one I have. Because there is a wrong information. Imagine being a believer and living through this life without speaking in tongues. It's hard, eh? Yeah? Okay, let me help someone. It's, Pastor, you have seen my OT. The seminar, what you say? You blame on the pastor. I had a plan. But I hope you're being blessed. Let me help someone with tongues now, because sometimes we just talk about it and we don't help people. Actually, on Wednesday, people go filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, the number one reason why people don't speak in tongues is because they have wrong information. I mean, of course, believer. If you're speaking in tongues, you're not a believer. Ezo tongues zewa mwe. I don't know how they say that in English. The only text actually you may need, and you start speaking in tongues now. I remember I taught on this in one of the house churches. When we were done and guys spoke in tongues, this guy told me, in fact, there is a place you reached me, I was ready. Like he said, all this completing was. Wali wali nze when I said at that place, I was ready. In Mark chapter 16 verse 15, Jesus says this. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Right? We're going to go slowly together, especially if you don't speak in tongues. Or, if you speak in tongues, in secret, mububa, tolishua. You think,
The secret place.
Oh, enemy is a secret place, Musumba.
So when I say, let's bring it down. When you are alone, you can't feel them. He's confident.
Remember, the Bible is there for what? Persuasion. So Jesus in the Great Commission said, go into all the world and do what? Preach the gospel to every creature. Then he said this, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. So first question, he that believes not shall be damned. Have you believed?
At taking I have believed.
Now again, let's go forward. The next verse says 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Question, is that you and me? Is that the ones who have believed? These signs shall follow them that have believed what? Actually, that comma should be after name. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Because the name speaks about what Christ has accomplished. Speaks about what Christ has done. It's not in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus is a codified word that means faith and so on and so forth, which we'll do another time. So, those who have believed in my name, what can they do? They shall cast out devils. Have you ever cast out devils? Do you cast out devils? Who can cast out devils? The one who fasts? The one who knows the whole Bible? The one who does what? Believes what? Believes in the name. So I can cast out devils. Say it. I can cast out devils. Totia, I can cast out. Now imagine the one who can cast being possessed by them. But you see, this is what is interesting. And this is why I told you light is powerful. A saint who has been oppressed by the devil, by just this revelation I've spoken now, that oppression has ceased. I can guarantee you, and it will not come again. By just understanding, wait, I can what? So now, you are not going to oppress the oppressor. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes, casting out devils does not always mean people say, go. Over, Shahora. That is how my people from that side, right?
Mute.
Some sickness is actually demonic oppressions. So that's why sometimes you need the gift of discernment when you're dealing with some sicknesses. Now, if they have bewitched you, doesn't matter if you take Kama Queen, Chloroquine, Ludo Queen, all the queens. Edogo. That is. And sometimes demonic oppression can appear in physical ailments and sicknesses. Cancers, headaches. Is it again? You know, I'm not saying if you have a headache, you have what? But sometimes cancers and things like that actually things you should what? Cast away, not heal. Because you can't heal a devil. So there are some oppressions we cast off as sickness and the people are delivered. Okay? So, maybe you have cast out devils like that. But because you're waiting for someone to scream, you didn't know. Right? So say, I can cast out. Actually, the word is supposed to be demons because there is one devil, eh? Demons, but I don't know why the King James chose devils. And then what else? They shall, everyone, 1, 2, 3, enter.
They shall speak with new tongues.
Who can speak in new tongues? Who? So So which believers can speak in tongues? How many? And just like that, a person can speak in tongues. So this is base one, first base. For those ones who have not yet had information like the tongues can be the devil's language, or Paul said the First Corinthians don't speak tongues in public. That's why get people filled with the Holy Ghost immediately they get born again, before corruption enters them. We were in Nairobi doing evangelism. We met this guy on the street. He had ragged clothes. One of those people, when you're doing evangelism, many people would leave. I didn't just stand to him and start preaching to him the gospel. Preach to him the gospel. I don't think it took more than 4 minutes. And got him filled with the Holy Spirit in the same 5 minutes. Because nobody had given him a doctrine on other tongues. Some of those were locally, they speak in tongues, but they are not of God. He is raw, he is fresh. So me who has gotten him born again, there is the best time to also get him filled with that. That's why if you received salvation when you are young and you are told about tongues, you spoke tongues easily. Our pastors, their children speak in tongues. How old? How young is the youngest who speaks in tongues, pastor? 4. A 4-year-old is speaking in tongues. And sometimes I see them here in the evening speaking in tongues. Na ye gori 40 ogama. That's why you receive the kingdom as a little child. I saw that boy, a very young boy, pastor's son, second last. He came to be laid hands on. And when they laid hands on him, he also fell back. Children are good. Sister Julia told us that the kids can go home and they preach. They replay what they have seen here. And they pray. You're raising yours on SpongeBob. Patrick. And you don't come with them to church because they are too what? One day they will tell you something they got from Nickelodeon. And say, who is bewitching me? It's the TV. Soak your children in the faith, Ali. Jesus, as a 12-year-old, was already disputing with teachers of the law. Who can your children dispute with? I know parents don't like to be told how to raise children. But I'm done preaching. Expose them. When you're praying in tongues, let them be around. After they have read on, they have watched videos on YouTube about how tongues are fake. Some, do you know, pastor, there are people who know more about fake pastors than true ones.
Yeah.
There are some of you, you like videos of exposing. Exposing so and so. Ezozo yagara. Reasons why you shouldn't listen to Hillsong. No nigga. When you find polite lectures there, you skip. Then Savita is doctrine. Then you see 40 reasons why you sing music, why you shouldn't sing you sing music. I know I'm talking to somebody. Imagala. Pastor runs away with five. You know me, I don't watch such things. I don't listen to such things. Information corrupts your heart. You may be here and you have already read about false tongues. You know what happens? You know about false prophecy. So when pastor comes to church and he starts to prophesy, you start Osoka kwe jijika. Oimi and sijagwa. You are doing yourself. You see, this thing called flowing with the Spirit, it also depends a lot with the recipient. If you block your... You know people say, Minga, I've never fallen in church. You will never. You can write it. You will never. If you say, Even if Jesus comes with these angels, you remain standing. Because you are standing in your heart. You will not be, I shall not be moved. Anyway, prophecy, JVD. Other people are benefiting from. So let me finish with tongues and I come to prophecy. So a believer can what? A believer can, and a believer should, because Paul says, do not be drunk with wine, right? Speak to each other in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, sing and make a melody in your heart. Or in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he says, I'll pray in the spirit and also pray in the understanding also. Then he said, I think 1 Corinthians 14:18, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than you all. For me, that was enough. For Paul to say, I speak in tongues more than you all, it means it is important. If I want to be like Paul, I must speak in tongues more than you. Amen. So you can speak with tongues. So then the question comes from Acts chapter 2. This is the only one I'll explain because of our time. Acts chapter 2. Again, you first understand that in Acts chapter 2, Luke is describing what happened on the day of Pentecost. So let's first read it as a description. Okay? If someone is describing what has happened today, there are things they may not say. There are things they'll just speak in a blanket. So when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the 120 were in what? One accord in one. Then what happened? Remember, Jesus had told them to tarry in Jerusalem until they'd be endued with power from on high. Or even in Acts 1:8, what is Acts 1:8? You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come, and you shall be my. So they were to wait to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, or to be filled with the Spirit of God. Okay? Now, so what happened? Suddenly. Everybody say suddenly.
Suddenly
does not mean suddenly. But certain times in your life, it can just be suddenly. But you know, suddenly means. But let me not use that example because someone will try to use it as an experience. There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Question, was there a wind? The sound was like? Is the sound outside or in the people? You know when we are jumping here and we say jump, 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 jump. When someone is outside, what will they describe? It was like what? A stampede. Like buffaloes are, you know, rushing across the gorge like boo, 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 boo. That's the what? But it is made by people. So he said there was a sound like a mighty rushing wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. Now again, is it filling people or the house? Okay. Where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. How many of you remember S4 English? Similes or similes. As dark as? It's what? As light as? As a feather. So, tongues like as? Is it fire?
No.
Sound like us? Mighty rushing or rushing mighty wind? Is it that or it's like?
Like.
Uh-huh. It sat upon each of them. Is it literally sitting or? It's a description. Then what happened? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. First pause there. Let all of us read it to ourselves. You know, one of the reasons you open the Bible and you read is because as you read to you. And usually there is another light you get. as I teach. That's why when Dave and I explain the Bible to also open. Now let me ask you a question. Who spoke with other tongues? Who spoke with other tongues? Who? Everybody who spoke with other tongues? Pardon? Here, who spoke with other tongues? Who? Who? The disciples spoke with other tongues. Is it the Holy Spirit who spoke? So it's not the Holy Spirit who spoke. So when we are speaking in tongues, who is speaking? Is it the Holy Spirit or you? So it is you. You are the one who has said, not me. You are the one who speaks with tongues, right? It's not the Holy Spirit. Who begins to speak? I told you, sir, answer. Too long. Who begins to speak? Who filled? So the Holy Ghost's responsibility is to what? Then who speaks? Aha. A good clerk. So, if I don't speak in tongues, who is not speaking? The Holy Ghost or me? If I don't speak in tongues, who's not speaking? The Holy Ghost or me? So, if I ascertain that, then I ask myself, so am I filled with the Holy Ghost? Because then that becomes the question. But none. Holy Ghost ono yani. Is the Holy Ghost the Holy Spirit? Huh? I'm like, don't assume. I've been taught not to assume. You may have the Holy Spirit, but do you have the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is a secondary experience that comes after the primary experience of the Holy Spirit. Is the Holy Ghost the Holy Spirit? Do believers have the Holy Spirit? So do believers have capacity to speak in tongues? Should believers speak in tongues? Can believers speak in tongues? Part B. He said, how many of them were filled? How many? All means? With the exception of? Tell your neighbor, I'm among the all. So do you see why you can speak in tongues? The third barrier. Let's go to the third barrier. Am I convincing some of you? Let's go to the third barrier. The third barrier is bitivino. What am I? Oh, what are you saying? You tongues people, what are this gibberish? In fact, tongues is gibberish. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Tongues is not someone's language in Russia. It is called a new kind of tongues. Genos glossa. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It means this particular kind is not a kind from human language. Tongues are not from human language. Remember, they are spirit inspired. So they are not the language of men. We'll come to the fourth barrier. So let's deal with the third barrier. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Verse 2. Are we all there? 1 Corinthians 14, 2. Can we have a nicer translation? Softer. Can we all read that? What happens? 1, 2, 3, enter. Or if I can't catch ability, I don't have. But you have ability. We have also seen that one, right? For if you have the ability to speak in tongues, you'll be talking only to. Since people won't be able to understand. You will be speaking by the power of the, but it will all be. So, it is okay. It is okay that tongues are me. So the question of, but what am I saying? It is okay. Your mind is, but in the spirit you speak. Now you're not speaking mysteries unto God because that's the purpose of the communication. Imagine speaking cobra zika to God. That's deep. Balavukata. Hey, you have finished me.
Mystery just means something that requires explanation or interpretation. So it is mysterious to the other men, not to God. Because otherwise the communication in tongues wouldn't be to God. Now I want to correct something. You don't speak in tongues so that the devil doesn't hear. Even if he doesn't hear. But because tongues is our ability that is given to us to build ourselves. Jude 20. Building yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So you can come when you're tired. You're down, you're like, had a long day. Thank you, Jesus. You know, you're still scratching, still. But then you start. You start to build. By the way, this is the softer meaning of build. Eh? Allow me to use it. Eh? But building actually literally means building and edifying, strengthening. So before you know it, you start to barada, sivrakata, pakasidapra. Now there's something else I may not explain today. It's called interpretation of tongues. So as you're speaking like that, kubra zavakata la prisiketa, in one of those things you hear in your mind the interpretation saying, and I am with you. So you become emboldened. Maybe you came when you're feeling alone, you're feeling betrayed. Eh? Someone has betrayed you, you are sad, you are in pain, or you have lost someone, and you feel pain and alone, and you just start. Then as you do that, you start to hear interpretations, and I am with you, and I have you, and I'll cover you, and I'll protect your Lord, and I'll go with you. Then you increase. Kaba, zevegi bakata. And then it increases. Then the volume increases. Bakata, ibakasikata. Now, energy comes. You come tired, weary. Now, you start to literally feel like you're in a spring, eh? You're in a spring. That's why sometimes you do certain things when you are praying. Gagagava, bagazavada. Because that energy starts to come from the inside, builds, and it starts to move the things on the outside, and it starts to affect your external body. Because one of the roles of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you is to quicken the mortal body. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit in you is always trying to have a resurrection experience of your physical body. Yeah. So every time you engage the Holy Ghost, that's why you feel like it affects your physical body. Yeah. That's why things like sickness sometimes go when you engage in the Holy Ghost. That's why sometimes you feel light. Sometimes, you know, you come like you've been fasting and you're tired. But as you lift off, you start to build. You build, you build, you build, you revitalize yourself. That's why we pray in the Holy Ghost. Now you can go longer. Now as you pray, kabaga, lavagaza, wisdom starts to come in there. Insight starts to come in there. And you hear God saying, Rachel. Okay, Rachel, you write Rachel down. Maybe now you start to, you know, now you're directing the tongues towards the vekebrala, zikobra, kandilebra. Then you see something like a job. Then you notice that, hey, at that job she may be going through a tough time. Now you can do interpretation. Broko seba, I speak order at the workplace. So now you start to use your words of understanding to speak directly into a situation. Now you're speaking prophetically. But everything started from the utterance of tongues. You're building yourself. When you start to speak like that in tongues, you start to cheat exams from the spiritual. And you start to speak things in the natural. So you can come in the meeting like this and start kabarakata. And you know what the Lord is doing right now. You know what the Lord is doing right now. You know what He's releasing right now. It's the Holy Ghost. That's why a person who is full of the Spirit cannot lack direction. Because you have light in the Spirit. So, why we do things like fasting and prayer? If fast take away all the distraction, the things that feed, you know, when you're full, all your senses are out. Your carnal senses are out. You are belching. You are hearing funny songs. But when you take out food, proper fasting, you take out food, you eliminate some of the entertainment, you quiet your soul, and you get out that generator. Kaba, la bagada, zegebakata kata frakata. Let me tell you, you can even pray for 10 hours. You think you can't do it? With the Holy Ghost, you can.
you can stay up in the night. And then in some portions you find yourself shouting, ah! No! What we chiwa chimu yingi dao is a life which has just gone on now. Neka, kanda, vazi, baka, riga, vazuka, pakata. But also in that moment there are things you're dealing with. And I think this is why I love tongues. Because I know there are things I don't know I'm sorting. Some of them are 10 years, 15 years. But you know, see, not everybody likes you. I hope you know. Not everybody is happy when you're doing well. So they may be doing their things or wishing their things. I can also do my things. I can do my things. God gave us a cheat code in the Holy Ghost. We can just start at home. You know, Baganda, Bagila, Bazooka, Pakanda, Kasifa, Kadila. 4 hours! No, Frumago, Gamba, Namba, Mukore, Waga, Tizemaririza. So some of you, you may be raised in an environment where they tell you negative words. In your workplace, they're abusing you. They're telling you you're stupid. See, and you start to think about, they're telling you you're ugly, you never watch, you never be anything. You think about it. You know, when you get out that thing that God gave us, you can start, kibaka, vakadilapa, kasivakata, lepeketa. Then you start to strengthen you. You get the interpretation. Fearfully and wonderfully made. The Lord has me covered. The Lord has my future. Kabanda, vanga, dabra, kasaka. Not ankokseka. Woo! Pakada, vadala, bakusiviketa. These are our weapons. Tell me a man who speaks in tongues every day for at least an hour and is discouraged. I don't know any. My pastor is one of the most positive people I know in the world. Pastor will come, when everything is against the wall, he will say, it is temporary. Everything is temporary. Pastor will tell you it is temporary and you feel the power of that statement. When pastor tells you, everything, what you see, is going to change. You just catch that. You catch that and say, it's temporary. That's how you're stamped. Now imagine, while other people are doing that, you're speculating. Are they of God? Are they of the devil? Whatever you say. While other people are strengthening themselves, you're speculating. And many of you know this to work. The way you start to speak in tongues and the way you finish is always different, right?
Yeah.
Don't you always feel better at the end?
Yes.
Why? Because it has power. God made it like that to build you, to reconstruct you, to bring you back together. There are things like that we have. You know, then you come from there, then you start now to confess. We are taking over the world. We are going to reach the nations. We are going to build for others. That's how you start. You started from that. And then what time killing you? You will tell yourself, and even your mind tells you, but if you start from the Holy Ghost, you'll be confident. You'll be bold. You'll be bold. You don't feel inferior. A Christian shouldn't feel inferior. You can be humble, but you shouldn't feel inferior. Good things come your way, you be shocked. You say, look at man, Zani. Because everything comes to you like a shock. Me? All this is for me? And this thing, as you work it, it can also renew your mind. It can renew your mind. I see people here, they start to pray in tongues. The next thing you see them jumping. The next thing you see them laughing. Some of the most reserved people, you know, you just see them jumping. You just see them laughing. You just see them rejoicing. Cutting on manya irinye. You see, this is why Paul says, do not be drunk. He compared being filled with the Holy Ghost to being drunk. So when I tell you to rejoice, you should be happy. Unless you are not filled. A drunk person can stand in the middle of the road and stop. That is what? Boldness. What? Oh, category.
All of you come here, I want to talk to you. Who put the... Now listen to me. So if you're struggling to do evangelism, be filled. That man has become a preacher from alcohol. What about the holy wine of God? What about the Holy Ghost when you get drunk on it? You throw away all your resolve, all your collection. Hey, I'm an introvert. I'm an introverted extrovert. Me, I'm collected. I'm humble. There was a girl in the house of prayer. You people know her. Very beautiful girl. She would come collected. Now take our Bible. Omwanoli atane kokusaba. No, gamba. Somebody told me one time she prayed and even threw away the wig. Kaya bala! Leva kacha! Hey, you are there. All your lipstick. You don't want to be drunk. There are things you don't want to fix. You leave your lipstick. You have not dropped a single sweat. We're not composed. Nice. They kept pushing. Hallelujah. 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 Laluka! You are not ashaming yourself. You're winning. Rikapa, zebedulapa, mikrakosa, makate kata matugeni. No dan kolaba mawanga. One time I was coming from work. I said, today let me just walk. I was coming from the business park in Nakawa. I said, but yeah, just send me, let me just walk on. I was walking. I was walking, I feel shy. You never get another man of God. No. Let me first meditate with the Lord. I started slowly. Black kataba. Manga geno tuka oxpianga already in the musing. Mbantandikawa, I chamka kugun, panise mikolo kulugodo si five. Kalaba. Maninga tendaba. Mawanga. Near South America. Near America. You are, because I started slowly. But you see, as I continue to engage it, the Lord starts to write and interpret all these things. Maybe I'd given up and said, no, Paul, don't forget. I spoke these things about you. You preach this gospel in the nations. Maybe that day all my disciples did come up. And I'm there alone, discouraged, and I just kabalaba. Nezu yukira. Mokama yangambo, gena tu zama wanga. Neko sebrakula. And that is how we respond. That's how we respond. Then I start to exercise that thing on the inside of me. See, you have the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of, you have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. So which means you have divine abilities on the inside of you. Do you know what that means? You have the Spirit of God. And he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. It is, the word one means same spirit. There is no distinction. That's why he said the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit. Sumo. To get a joint witness that we are sons of God. So we have the Spirit of God. So you be here preaching and you exercise that spirit. The press may not be full and then you jump and you see a conference in Argentina and then you become bold. And then you jump and you see a conference in Serena and we're going to do a Bible seminar in one of those hotels. And that's what you see. Kaka baba baba. Zeka. Omeche tuba tudeo kusaba. Dabayo. Kuvago usaba man of God. Obanga. I give you the app. Wow, sababu wati mukama na wako cha kujukiza. Na kulaga jolaga. Kati wakulaga jolaga. Nechikuwa amanyo kudamo kusaba. The reason why you may pray little is because you think your ministry is for Ipinda. But you can pray in the Holy Ghost. And if God shows you an international ministry, you go back and put in more hours. You go back and put in more Bible study. You go back and change the way you do things. Because in that moment now, you have seen something far. And then you start to order your life to that something far. You start to pattern your life to that something which you have seen. But you saw it by first engaging the Holy Ghost.
That's what happens. That's what happens. So you reach a moment and whatever you are doing, you don't see yourself there. So your preparations cannot be preparations for that place. Because there's something else I've seen. You think I am comfortable, I'm satisfied with this? No! I'm seeing something else. That is why this conference can be successful. But I'll leave this place. The next day I'll do a video. The next day, I'm going to go back. I open my Bible. I'm going to go back. I pray. I'm going to go back. I get on my knees. Kubanga, what do you wait till I attend that year? So I'm going to have to turn that down. Because this is not the vision. Man of God, this is not the vision. This is not the vision. Yes, this is in the vision, but this is not it. And before we get there, we'll be like strangers and pilgrims. Like our father Abraham. We will sojourn there. We will sojourn there. We can receive the dead back to life. We can receive promises. We can receive prophecies. We can receive some signs and wonders. We can receive some salvation. But God having provided a better thing. God having provided a better thing for us. God having provided a better thing. God having wanted to do a better thing.